Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Fred Goldman may be closer to finally receiving payment from O.J. Simpson's estate. Nearly three decades after winning a wrongful death judgment against the former football great who was acquitted of killing his son, Ron, Malcolm Laverne, the executor of the Simpson estate, has accepted Goldman's creditor claim for $57 million. It's actually almost $58 million. Plus ongoing judgment interest. The news site TMZ reports that the figure was agreed to following negotiations between the estate and Goldman, whose son Ron was killed alongside Simpson's ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson in June of 1994.
You know, Simpson had said as long as he was alive, he did not want Fred Goldman to get one dime. He was taunting in his... I believe not just hiding of assets, but I'm just not going to do. He flaunted that verdict. I'm not going to do what the court has ordered me to do, and that is pay out in a civil lawsuit what these families were owed for the slaughter of those two people.
So the executor says he intends to pay as much of the approved amount as possible, because it would be my guess that Simpson, when he died, was not worth $57 million. And they're going to do that through ongoing auctions of Simpson's possessions.
What would he have of any worth? He went to prison for the memorabilia scandal.
Mm-hmm. For 9 years. He was in prison for nine years.
Anything that is left is not going to be worth $58 million, or he would not have bum-rushed that hotel room with a bunch of...
Well, I don't know what he has. I mean, my guess
to get some of his
royalties on
stuff
a book
back.
Or anything.
Well, he did that one book, If I Did It.
And then Ron Goldman, because you're not allowed to profit from that crime, bought the rights to the book and changed the title to I Did It. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess he would have like jerseys, some helmets.
It's not going to be $58 million.
No, God no. But God no.
God bless that
family. Maybe some rings.
$100,000.
I don't know if he still has his Heisman Trophy or if that was taken from him.
Can you believe it's been 31 years?
That was the first. I had just graduated college and had just started at KOFO down in Ottawa. That was the first major story of my broadcasting career. That was the big one. Right out of the gate. Mm-hmm.
Big national one, yeah.
International.
I can still remember, my brother and I, it was the only time after the two of us left the house for school. And we only lived together for like 3 months. It was that summer, the summer of 94. It was the only time my brother and I ever lived together again. And we were sitting there. Sean and I had moved in with my brother temporarily while we were waiting for an apartment to open up right across the street. And my brother and I were watching, it was an NBA game, and I don't remember who it was. And
when the slow speed chase happened,
we were sitting there, and this was in Southwest Lawrence, and we're watching this NBA game. Sam, maybe you can find the clip during the break, if you would be so kind. And I remember it was either Tom Brokaw or Peter Jennings. One of them broke in and said, "We have some breaking news." Was it an NBA game?
It was 100% an NBA game.
It would have had to have been an NBA game because it was in June of 94. And we're like, what's going on? And man, you forget how America just stopped everything it was doing to follow that broadcast.
Well, because Sam, we have court TV now. We have trials that are on TV all the time. that really did not happen in the way that we have it now until the O.J. Simpson trial, which, if memory serves, lasted nine months. And my mother did not, would not
turn it off,
miss a single day.
Yeah, it was every day.
And if for some reason, like, she had a doctor, she would schedule things around that trial.
Wow.
People dropped what they were doing for 9 months and watched that. Why was it 9 months?
Because you got to remember,
it could be.
Well, that and it was on TV.
Yes.
So a lot of the lawyers were playing to the TV. These were names that now they're just common.
Chris Darden.
Well,
Marcia Clark.
Marcia Clark. That's right.
We have to remember the era.
Kardashian.
The era that this happened in, this was
a very tense racial time in America.
Well, yes, but also at the very beginning of the what we now know as the internet, people didn't have phones, people didn't even have home computers yet, and this whole transition was happening with the satellites and the cable explosion and all of this. It all happened within this ecosphere.
I was at KU when that verdict, I was literally at the Dole Center, the journalism school, when the verdict was read.
That is one of those moments where you know exactly where you were.
On a TV, on a cart
that
they still allowed back then.
I was working at KLWN in Lawrence.
Call that a topple hazard.
Everybody was packed into the newsroom and we watched that verdict come in and broadcast it live too. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Feeding Starks. With 1:40 to go in this first half, we will set it to NBC News. Here's Tom Brokaw.
Thank you, Marvin. We are looking once again at pictures of Al Cowling's cars. It makes its way along a freeway in Los Angeles in the south central part of that area. And we are told by the California Highway Patrol that O.J. Simpson is in that car holding a gun to his head. He has been in touch with a police highway dispatcher saying he wants to be taken to his mother. He wants to see her. But we don't know what the resolution of all of this will be.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.